Today, we have some excerpts from the man who manages one of the world's most important currencies, Zhou Xiaotran, governor of the People's Bank of China. It's been a while since we heard from the governor, and his interview with Taishin comes at a time when weakening exchange rate and turmoil in Chinese markets have sent jitters throughout the global markets. Since last August, the central bank has sought to prop up the nation's currency by selling more foreign exchanges and tightening capital control in some areas. And so naturally, all eyes have been on the central bank's next moves, with concerns that China's foreign reserves will keep falling and that the yuan will continue to depreciate. In January alone, $110 billion flowed out of the country, with total reserves falling to their lowest level in almost 4 years. Zhou dismissed concerns about dwindling forex reserves, saying that there was a need to distinguish capital outflows from capital flight. China's foreign exchange reserves are more than enough for international payments. As capital flows in and out, the foreign exchange reserves may decline now and increase later. As long as there's no problem in the economic fundamentals, rises and falls of reserves are perfectly normal, he said. In January, offshore yuan also experienced bouts of rapid depreciation, partly due to speculative investors betting on the currency to get weaker. In response, the central bank has bought up offshore yuan and tightened yuan supply in the offshore markets, despite concern that the move may go against the goal of truly internationalizing the yuan. Blaming short-selling speculators for fueling the yuan's depreciation, Zhou emphasized the central bank will not let them dominate market sentiment. If speculation becomes the key problem in the foreign exchange market, we'll emphasize on dealing with speculation. But when the market gradually goes back to a relatively normal state, yuan internationalization will keep on, he said. Zhou has also emphasized that there is no basis for the yuan to continue depreciating, and that the central bank had no intentions to devalue the currency for the purpose of boosting exports. In order to explain the depreciation pressures on the yuan against the US dollar, one has to examine major factors such as the rapid appreciation of the US dollar against other currencies, domestic and external events, and short-term market sentiment, he said.